Hello, my name is Mario, and I'm an elk.
Mario.
I thought I had more time. No, I'm grateful to be here, and what an honor and privilege it is to be here in front of you guys at the High Desert Big Book Group, and speaking alongside my brother Caesar right here. We got sober together. I got 30 days more than him, so I'm his elder. No, but this man has been a staple in my life, and along with many other friendships that I've developed in Alcoholics Anonymous, that members have become family. You know, over 17 years, this guy has been right there next to me the whole time. We saw each other in the lowest points and the highest points in our life. So it's an honor. I'll bring that up. And he cheats at chess, too. So you guys know what I'm talking about. No, but so I got 10 minutes. I'm not a circuit speaker, you guys, but I got some stuff to say about what this program has done with my life. And, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous didn't really just help me. It recreated my whole life. Came out here to a sober living, which also happens to be where our home group is at, Into Action. And so I guess I'm going to be kind of loud about sponsorship. That's kind of been a, not kind of, been absolutely the most outstanding thing in my life that's kept me in AA. It's my purpose that I found through Alcoholics Anonymous. And if there's anybody here with about a year or less, maybe 6 months less, you guys are my target listener. Anytime I speak, my target listener is somebody new. You guys, if you're even one of us, I'm not under the delusion that anybody that waltzes through Alcoholics Anonymous is a real alcoholic or perhaps an addict. My time and energy goes into the worst of somebody who can't stay sober. You know, they got me. You know, and thank God I've got it through this program. Has given me a full life with so many meaningful friendships. So many. What is that saying? Like, they say, my cuppeth over spilleth, or whatever. What is it? Did I say it wrong? I don't know. Whatever it is. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm not interested in making new friendships unless somebody's real in a real bad shape. And I hope that doesn't sound bad or, you know, standoffish. But I have a... I've been given a special interest in my life on somebody that's suffering and what I suffered from, which is alcoholism and addiction. My addiction, alcoholism, are identical. I'm not going to argue anybody's perception on that. That's just my experience. Where's Mark at anyways? I'm a little disappointed. Where's Mark and Joe? You know, these guys have been real instrumental in my recovery. This group, this has been like my second home group for a period of time when I was approaching 10 years, maybe, you know, even after I hit my 10-year mark. So this group and its members have been pillars in my recovery, you know, and if you guys are new, I'd stick hold to a group like this. It's cream of the crop AA out here, you know, but Caesar wore a suit. He sold out, man. You know, we're street level AA. We're not all Miss Proper High Desert AA with suits and stuff. So I'm gonna let it slide right now, but you need to get back home, bro. Ruined with the worst of the worst. No, I'm just kidding. No, but this group has been really instrumental and influential in my recovery. You know, I would listen to early on when I had first got, I would listen to Mark, man, and it would sound exactly like my sponsor. His approach and information with the book was just like, oh my gosh, so clear, like how my sponsor brought it to me. So I'm grateful for groups like this, and I'm honored to be in front of you guys for even just 10 minutes, and you know, talking about what AA has done for my life, you know, to me and in my life, you know, it produced a change in me where drinking and using, I lost interest in that. And that's really important. It almost has to take place. You know, I'm going to be loud about another thing, too, and I can do that here at this group, because this is a book-based group. Thank God it's a book-based group, because there's not AA at all AA meetings. You know, I discovered that early in recovery. You know, there's a diluted form that's killing real alcoholics, killing us with repeated phrases and misinformation. So I'm going to be loud about what this program not only has done in my life, but what I discovered through this beautiful book that we have. You know, this book came alive to me and instilled something in me that I can't really explain. I love people now. I sacrificed a lot of my time through these last 17 years with sponsorship. And like I said earlier, I'm going to be loud about that. This only thing I really seen effectively work with this program as far as primary purpose, right? Our primary purpose is just hanging, you know, what is that? It's got to hang over my head. And for me, that's sponsorship. And the book's pretty clear about it. And if you guys are new, you know, I discovered in this book that our message is not even that you stay sober. It looks like that to the rest of the world, to the courts, you know, maybe even the family. You know, it looks like, oh, the message of AA is for you to stay sober. It's not. It's not what I found. It's not what my book showed me. My book showed me that our message is that you recover and have a spiritual experience through this 12-step process. The only way I know how to do that is pretty swiftly. I'm not against the slow approach. I watched it work well in several people, but the only thing I have experienced is using this newcomer's desperation and willingness. It's the best, greatest tool I got. It's how broken and beaten this person is to let something new in. You know, thank God for the science and the medical fraternity, but they fail with us. And I think a big part of that is they can't prescribe you guys. They can't prescribe you to write down your wrongs in all your relationships. Can't do that legally either. They can't require you to spend your time into knocking on doors and repairing broken relationships. It's against the law. Legally, they can't do that. And on top of that, they can't require you to sacrifice your time with the newcomer that's coming in. You know, your own time, you're not getting paid for it. That's why treatment doesn't count, guys. It's not healthy. It's getting paid for it. Altruistic Pro, we don't get paid for it. You can't get that prescribed from a doctor. And we don't really prescribe it either. But we have a program where if you want to get well and recover like I did and so many others have, I watched a lot of people get well, you guys. You can't. There's no denying this on my perspective, on my side of the fence. But if you're new, I know there's some doubt. It's like, what's going on, you know? You guys, because I remember thinking like, yeah, I know God's real, right? I watched him help people, but he didn't help me. And how wrong was I? You know, I've got such a full life right now. I got problems, you guys. You know, I'm not up here like I got a perfect life. Life is life. It's going to sock you up regardless, you know? And I've made some terrible mistakes in recovery. Terrible mistakes. And I've reached some terrible lows in recovery. Probably some of the most painful stuff I've experienced, I think, was in recovery. But for the most part, I found happiness, right? Purpose, the full life. Like, I can't even describe what AA has done for my life. I try to do it in words, and it doesn't do it justice. You know, me and Caesar have been doing panels our whole recovery, you know? I've been working with the youth. I miss that. I miss my youth panels with gang prevention and stuff. But I got some opportunities up ahead, and it's looking good. And you know, I want to. Before I got 1 minute, 10 seconds left. You know, you guys that are new, you guys are the new bloodline in AA, and I really want to express to you guys the importance of finding a sponsor and getting in this book. Rather than just coming here, pretending like you're going to do AA, and then when you leave, you're going to be like, oh, AA? I already tried that. When in actuality, you didn't. You know? So you can't say this didn't work if you didn't do it. You know, don't go smutting us up out there. You know? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But But thank you guys for listening to me, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a circuit speaker. I kind of go back and forth, I did have that to say. Thank you guys.
All right, so Bruce.